How to navigate the news. Listen to a brief talk about the news. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
How do you know what's happening in your world? The amount of information just a click away may be limitless, but the time and energy we have to absorb and evaluate it is not. All the information in the world won't be very useful unless you know how to read the news. To your grandparents, parents, or even older siblings, this idea would have sounded strange. Only a few decades ago, news was broad-based. Your news sources were limited to a few general interest magazines, newspapers, and 3 or 4 TV networks where trusted newscasters delivered the day's news at the same reliable time every evening. But the problems with this system soon became apparent as mass media spread. A breakdown of trust in traditional media led to alternative newspapers, radio shows, and cable news competing with the major outlets and covering events from various perspectives. Then, the internet multiplied the amount of information and viewpoints, with social media, blogs, and videos turning every citizen into a potential reporter. But if everyone is a reporter, nobody is. And different sources may disagree, not only on opinions, but on actual facts themselves. So, how do you get the truth, or something close? One of the best ways is to get the original, unfiltered news. Instead of articles interpreting a scientific study or a politician's speech, you can often find the actual material and judge for yourself. For current events, follow reporters on social media. During major events in the midst of the chaos, newscasters and bloggers post updates and recordings. Though many of these later appear in articles or broadcasts, keep in mind that the polished versions often combine the voice of the person who was there with the input of editors who weren't. At the same time, the more chaotic the story, the less you should try to follow it in real time. It's easy to be anxious during such events, so try checking for the latest information at several points in the day rather than every few minutes, allowing time for complete details to emerge and false reports to be refuted. While good journalism aims for objectivity, media bias is often unavoidable. When you can't get the direct story, read from various sources to understand the different viewpoints. Tuning in to various sources and noting the differences allows you to put the pieces together for a more complete picture. It's also crucial to separate fact from opinion. Words like think, likely, or probably mean that the outlet is being careful or, worse, taking a guess. And watch out for reports that rely on anonymous sources. These could be people who have little connection to the story or have an interest in influencing coverage, their anonymity making them unaccountable for the information they provide. Finally, and most importantly, try to verify news before spreading it. While social media has enabled the truth to reach us faster, it's also allowed rumours to spread before they can be verified and falsehoods to survive long after they've been refuted. So, before you share that unbelievable or outrageous news item, do a web search to find any additional information or context you might have missed and what others are saying about it. Today, we are more free than in the past. But with freedom comes responsibility. The responsibility to curate our own experience and ensure that this flow does not become a flood, leaving us less informed than before we took the plunge.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
How do you know what's happening in your world? The amount of information just a click away may be limitless, but the time and energy we have to absorb and evaluate it is not. All the information in the world won't be very useful unless you know how to read the news. To your grandparents, parents, or even older siblings, this idea would have sounded strange. Only a few decades ago, news was broad-based. Your news sources were limited to a few general interest magazines, newspapers, and three or four TV networks where trusted newscasters delivered the day's news at the same reliable time every evening. But the problems with this system soon became apparent as mass media spread. A breakdown of trust in traditional media led to alternative newspapers, radio shows, and cable news competing with the major outlets and covering events from various perspectives. Then, the internet multiplied the amount of information and viewpoints, with social media, blogs, and videos turning every citizen into a potential reporter. But if everyone is a reporter, nobody is. And different sources may disagree, not only on opinions, but on actual facts themselves. So, how do you get the truth, or something close? One of the best ways is to get the original, unfiltered news. Instead of articles interpreting a scientific study or a politician's speech, you can often find the actual material and judge for yourself. For current events, follow reporters on social media. During major events in the midst of the chaos, newscasters and bloggers post updates and recordings. Though many of these later appear in articles or broadcasts, keep in mind that the polished versions often combine the voice of the person who was there with the input of editors who weren't. At the same time, the more chaotic the story, the less you should try to follow it in real time. It's easy to be anxious during such events, so try checking for the latest information at several points in the day rather than every few minutes, allowing time for complete details to emerge and false reports to be refuted. While good journalism aims for objectivity, media bias is often unavoidable. When you can't get the direct story, read from various sources to understand the different viewpoints. Tuning in to various sources and noting the differences allows you to put the pieces together for a more complete picture. It's also crucial to separate fact from opinion. Words like think, likely, or probably mean that the outlet is being careful or, worse, taking a guess. And watch out for reports that rely on anonymous sources. These could be people who have little connection to the story or have an interest in influencing coverage, their anonymity making them unaccountable for the information they provide. Finally, and most importantly, try to verify news before spreading it. While social media has enabled the truth to reach us faster, it's also allowed rumours to spread before they can be verified and falsehoods to survive long after they've been refuted. So, before you share that unbelievable or outrageous news item, do a web search to find any additional information or context you might have missed and what others are saying about it. Today, we are more free than in the past. But with freedom comes responsibility. The responsibility to curate our own experience and ensure that this flow does not become a flood, leaving us less informed than before we took the plunge.